Interesting.
The agenda for this meeting is we'll initially have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then we will evaluate it given the criteria that that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, given our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so first we'll have a prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint?
Yeah, I've just got a few slides.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, here we are.
So this is what we came up with. It's a pretty simple design. It's based on a mango, and
mango shape.
Mango.
Yeah, and we have the company logo here, and this will be the infrared.
The LED.
And this will be the PowerPoint, the on-off button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So where's the LED?
It's in the middle of one of the little arch.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one is the part. And we just have a sample design. We wanted it all to be
so it's palm
accessible
held.
From your song. Yeah, palm held, and all the buttons are accessible from your song.
Notice you have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it?
Right. Just need to know.
Sorry, I was in charge of the notes. And this is just when you've got like 11 or 12. The plus.
So 1 plus 1 would be 11.
Oh.
Press
a plus button?
Then you go 1, 3,
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that kind of before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10.
Because if you, on your average remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, or let's say you wanted channel 12, you press 1, and you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12. So if you did like 1 plus 2, you could go to channel 12, or 2 plus
like
2 is channel 22.
Did you have to go 0 plus 1 if you wanted to go to channel 1 or
2? No, that's why we have all these numbers. These numbers all work independently up to 9.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you got to press the plus afterwards.
Although, the plus is only for if you're going past the number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number like 65, channel 65, if I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and it'll go to 65.
No, you press the plus first. It doesn't, we haven't really, I would have thought you pressed the plus first and then the 65, but she said.
Well, I don't mind, we can further define that. I wouldn't have thought it would be a problem that it went to channel 6 first, in like on the way to channel 65.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's not as
nothing.
There's a delay on remotes, I think, where you can have it. It's like a 5-second interval time.
If you don't put it.
As long as you hit them, but that.
Yeah.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a big pause between the two buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So on the top there is volume and
Channel, which
channel,
is so
volume up. Okay, cool.
You could just
so
go like that
can,
without
yeah.
thinking about it. Like
yeah.
Where's the power button?
It's in the middle.
It's
of one
the
of
bigger
the
R.
Oh.
So it's just like.
Yeah. It's not like accessible without taking your hand off the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that was kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics are all considered. Yeah.
It might actually help with the repetitive stress injury.
It could cause
system.
Another type of repetitive
okay.
stress injury. But yeah, no, I mean, it's a different movement, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the feel of it, I mean, we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know, the rubber
yeah.
and the spongy rubberness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI material is often used in stress balls. So this has got, you know, a bit of give to it and
yeah.
it just
yeah.
feels
yeah.
different. Would you like to feel it yourself?
Yes.
How it fits in the palm of your hand?
My goodness.
Thanks. Have you?
Yeah, me too. Oh, I think I killed the fly. Oh God.
Okay, as for the colours, we were presented with a limited range of colours for this prototype, but we're thinking that seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colours that we would necessarily use or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the colour combination just could be named after different fruit, like banana. It could be black and yellow, watermelon, red and green, or vanilla might be the most popular if it just blends in more settled cream
yeah.
instead of the others that are all a bit garish.
I think like vanilla and banana would.
Banana is more representative of our colour scheme, like the company, the yellow and the black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most strength. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing
like
to the,
Christmas,
yeah,
yeah,
seasonal. Apple, green, brown, more kind of trendy, you know, khaki.
Yeah. The pomegranate's kind of girly and funky, kind of. And
cool.
Then, you know, it's more for the more sophisticated customer.
Yeah. Okay. We saw all the components. It was definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands. One hand to hold this and type in with the other. You can just use your thumb.
Yeah.
As we said, the rubber is probably used for comfort and anti-RSI. And that's about it.
All right. Thank you very much. Good work, everyone. And so now that we have a prototype, we need to go over the finances and seeing if this prototype matches what our budget can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have something I'm going to.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, do you need to do a presentation first?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out for a second.
Thank you. No, I need that.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you're right. The evaluation criteria is nice.
Hello. Okay. Sorry, my computer's giving me technical difficulties.
Because
I'm unfortunate again. Okay, now I think for this one, I could, here's before I use the whiteboard, or maybe I'll just do it on right on the screen so you can see it. We're going to be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we've just seen. And looking back at my notes from our both our conceptual and our functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were back to our kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're going to do it on a 1 to 7 scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically, the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Does the remote, whoops, sorry. Oh, I'm not going to, I'll do it on the whiteboard. I can't change it. So I'm going to ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores up on there. Okay, so number 1. We have a fancy look and feel.
Feel, I think we've been quite successful with the
yeah.
rubber coating and
the look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your definition of fancy, but it's definitely different. It's
oh, definitely
traditional.
Different, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the colour has a lot to do with it. I mean the colours we were given for making the prototype aren't the colours that I think we would have necessarily chosen. It's not the kind of at all sleek. Red and black and yellow and orange.
Okay.
Yes.
And we don't want to go for black because most rooms are black or grey, so we want to stand out that way anyway.
But if you can imagine that in like as just a, maybe a kind of pale metallic-y
yeah.
finish or something. Well, I know
yeah.
no, it's for rubber. I mean, if you can visualize this in nice colors, I think it would look quite
yeah.
fancy.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of like the potato look.
oh, well, potato, mango, fruit, and veg.
Oh, sorry, the mango.
Potato's fine.
Yeah,
potato's
fruit
fine.
Fruit and vegetable depends on your mood.
Yeah, totally. It's
so
really
I myself
adaptable.
Would say a 1 or a 2.
I would say 2.
I'd say 2.
Okay.
For the
yeah. 1 being true. So.
I had 2.
Two? Three. Okay. That's confusing and confusing. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the kinetic energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the use of the rubber.
Use of the rubber.
For the anti-RSI.
LED.
Yeah. The LED use isn't particularly innovative. And we don't have any scroll buttons, it's all push buttons, there's no LCD control, so if we're thinking about the rest of the market,
yeah.
it's sort of probably halfway. In some aspects it is,
yeah.
like we said.
And I think, I mean, it's tough to say because we didn't want it to be any more innovative than this, because then I would
yeah, that was our
to
specification.
To purpose. So, I mean, we'll put 3, but I think we actually reached our goal.
Yeah.
We didn't want it. Okay, question number 3. Will it be easy to use?
I think so.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think it's.
Yeah.
Can't really get confused with that.
No.
I mean, there'll be. We have to work out the number.
The plus.
The plus system. But once that's figured out.
Yeah, and perhaps the turning on. But.
Number 4. Is this a good-looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
Again, I think the color comes into this.
Yeah, color will definitely be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe not such a prominent way. Maybe like at the bottom.
Kind of. Not in.
Management said that it had to be prominent.
Well, it just had to be on there.
Just
yeah.
not touch it.
Don't worry.
Start with 3 again. I was just wondering if it should be like flatter.
I suppose I've got quite big.
I like the appeal of it being like a big glob.
Yeah, because you know what I just thought of
thing,
like, where's it going to sit in your
living
room? Is it not
going to
fall off?
Maybe
the
bottom is just sort of flat.
Yeah, the bottom
and
could
the
be
rest
like
is like
yeah.
chopped a bit.
But then
yeah.
the feathers comfortable
in your
mouth.
Oh, that's true.
It would still be comfortable.
Things like that, it's
it
not going anywhere.
It could be on the bottom, so you wouldn't lose, like, if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that would be
nice. I'll fall over all the time.
Yeah, it's less.
Yeah.
If it's weighted, maybe.
It's got higher
yeah,
center of gravity
so
like that.
Okay, so is this a good looking remote? You want to show it off to our friends?
You would though, because it's more interesting than all the
Yeah.
I think it was another color, and it was like, I think it'd look okay, maybe two.
I mean, I get
I
yeah,
would definitely go
different
for that rather than like your average plain old
Yeah.
remote like that, but definitely in another color. I'm not happy with those colors.
Okay, so should we say two for that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Question number five. What? Will people be willing to spend €25 on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money when remote control looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, though.
Yeah.
To say that it is simplistic, so people don't just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I don't want
Yeah.
to spend €25. We have to market
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
The marketing will also
And
be
And the kinetic
the
energy
kinetic
style.
energy shaker
Yeah.
style -y. Ooh, oh no.
Shake it
Durable.
But you know, those will be firmly on.
No, I guess I don't know much about the remote control industry, how much your average sells for.
But you're a marketing expert.
I know, I am, right?
I think they're about $10. I think about $10.
But you don't have to buy batteries, so in the long term, this can actually save you
Yeah,
money. Also,
that's
we'll
true.
market it though, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Good
I think with a
point.
good marketing scheme, and the personalization options, it'll.
Yeah, I would give it a two still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, number six, can someone read it out?
Does this prototype match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was mainly
Yeah.
I think it
the
does.
Because,
Yeah. Well.
yeah, because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel changing, and it's just you won't have to think about it. You don't have to look down to find them. They're clearly there, easy to use,
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
simple.
the I think the key word there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff,
Yeah.
but they're not you and I really, so. Okay, so one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Number seven. Heather, can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly. That was
We
kind
have
of
the
the.
alarm system.
Is the alarm system still, was it implemented?
Yeah, when you press
It
the last in the lights.
Yeah, lights on the end will flash as well, but I mean,
And it'll freeze.
it's not obvious from the outside that that's gonna happen,
It'll
because you
freeze like in
can't
the marketing.
particularly
I think
see
the
an
light from the
alarm.
inside is
Yeah,
better.
the light, it will.
Or
Yeah,
something
but
that
when the
makes
alarm's not, yeah, if
this bug makes a noise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It turns into a duck and
You
starts quacking.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Awesome.
That would be great.
Well, the thing is, if it was
Yeah.
having an alarm system, I mean, when it lights up as well, I mean, it could light up when the alarm went,
Yeah.
but if it was hidden underneath a cushion or something, there wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would light
But
up.
you can.
I thought cooking
Okay.
was gonna make noise.
Yeah,
Yeah, because
alarm.
someone
You
can
can't
see
see
it.
an alarm inside. It's the
Is there a
alarm
speaker on
system
the back
itself.
or something?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're just explaining why it's not on the prototype. But
Yeah,
yeah, it'll be
yeah.
there. So
Oh,
we can
okay.
say that
Yeah, sorry.
we can give it a one, because compared to every other remote ever made, this one will be easier to find.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Heather. I
That's
wasn't very
fine.
clear.
Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually found it difficult. So
Totally.
it has to be, yeah, see, they'll pick it
So
up and they'll know what to do. The plus thing must be working.
once that's written down on the page, that
Yeah.
will be really something.
Yeah, I think just because we've
Well.
decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in
Yeah.
itself makes it so
Does it
much
make more
easier to
sense for the
use.
middle one to be just an enter button? So then you would have to push two buttons every time, at least.
Yeah, since it's like channel six,
That
six,
kind of
enter.
annoys me that it's 0, 6 and you have to press. I don't
No,
know
we don't
why.
have to press zero.
You can just press 6, enter.
Oh, okay.
And
Or
or
1, 2,
66
enter.
enter.
Oh, it
Yeah.
does.
Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward. Yeah, good problem.
Okay, so we can. We'll say yes, it's
Yeah,
or 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
Question number
Oh.
9. Will minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain injury,
Injury.
which affected over a quarter of users.
Can
I think
you
so. It's like right in the.
But if you're a
The
staff
thumb
member.
might get a little
Yeah, that's what
Yeah,
I'm
I
thinking.
don't think it will.
We may have to do some more research into
Yeah.
other strain injuries that we don't know about.
But it is soft.
It's soft.
And that's kind of what
And
the
people.
PowerPoint slide thing said would be good for
Yeah.
RSI,
Yeah.
so
I don't
maybe
know
it
what other
is.
I think we're
options there
getting.
are.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, you can hold your left hand and. use your index finger. But there's not really any other options unless it's like a keyboard. So
yeah.
I think we did as much as you can with remote control.
Yeah.
So one or two do you think?
I think I said two.
Okay. Okay. Number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes we did.
No, is the color gonna be there even if it's like vanilla? Is the yellow?
We can't really do that because for example the banana thing we can't think of those being yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So
it sounds like the color is something that we want.
Yeah.
The colors are yellow and gray.
Gray.
So
yeah.
It could be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
But I mean, the yellow is ugly though, depending
on
that.
Yeah, that's
right. So I think we'll have to talk to our executive managers and see if we can get away with just the RR.
Yeah, I think this is the factor that we've been least successful in confronting.
So do you think that's more of a three then? Three, four?
Four, I think.
Four?
Well, I don't.
But we have good reasons for it, so maybe we can still put a four?
Okay.
Okay, and final question. Do we stay true to our motto and put the fashion into electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Following that brief
information. But maybe more like tubes, there's no like pictures of fruit, it's just sort of naming it by a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like and the color scheme names and stuff.
Now, are the plates interchangeable? Mm. I think I missed
it.
Yeah.
They are, so you could have banana and kiwi. And
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something that's kind of in the making too, like maybe it'll become more
fashionable in itself, kind of interchangeable plates.
Mm-hmm.
Tubes.
I think, yeah, I think well, that was a brief.
The thing is, I think if somebody saw that and he said, what was that inspired from? I don't know if you'd instantly say, mango.
Maybe if it was scented.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That would be great.
Yeah, we have money for that. All right, so based on this evaluation, do we average them out?
Yes, we do. So what was I going to put for that? Two for fashion?
I would say two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so our average there, 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21 divided by 11.
It's 1.9.
Between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and
2. Okay.
So that is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that's
very
good. It's the highest we've got.
It seems like it should be more around 2.
Yeah.
We have an online calculator. Okay.
Yeah, it is 1.9.
Oh, wow, well done. Well, that's excellent.
Now with that over and done with, our next step is to see if we are under budget. And my computer's frozen. It's not. So in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now,
sorry.
I'm going to still looking. It's an Excel file of
production cost.
Yeah. There we go. Production cost. And access that as well.
It's only.
Okay, so far I've added what I think. I'm gonna open up a second one then. This swapped for editing. I have the original in my email account.
Was it locked because I'm in it?
I think it just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, right.
No,
okay.
I was hoping that you guys could.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So you can look up at the screen. I guess looking at your own team and telling me what you think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a large expense of 3 euros.
Yeah.
We're using a regular chip.
Yep.
Double. It's double here.
Double curved, yeah.
All around, it's another 3. We're already at 5. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, I think plastic is free. Yeah. I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color, we'll have 2 colors. Right?
Yeah.
Well, one color for the case, one color for the button.
Mm-hmm.
We have push button in your case, so that's expensive. And we have a special color for the button, and we also have a special form. And special material.
Oof.
Which puts us just barely in the budget. Hooray!
Congratulations, guys!
Okay, so our operating cost is 12.20 euros. Awesome. And back to our PowerPoint. So okay. Yes, we are. So we need to do a project evaluation again, which is probably, a different extension of the...
Of the actual project rather than the product.
Yeah.
A project? Is this, yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking
so
about...
So how we actually went around about doing it.
Yeah. Alright, so, did you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushed.
Pushed for creativity.
I mean, we weren't really given a lot of time or materials. Yeah. To go about our design task. So I think we could have done with a bit more time.
Okay, so like need more time and materials.
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
I think so, like, but you were supposed to.
Yeah, and the conceptual and functional. Like, we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we were just limited by resources, really.
Yeah.
And, like,
okay.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and, like, solar power backup and everything, and we wouldn't have been able to afford that. So that did limit
creativity.
Right. Just resources. But, yeah. The fruit and veg idea.
Mm-hmm. Leadership? Just leaving my
Good leadership. I think we stayed on task.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did. We've seeing as we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget, I think that's a sign of good leadership. And also our personal coach helped us along the way. So, you know,
and
I think it's been fine.
We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing.
Yeah, good timing. I'm project manager, of course. Yeah.
I think we are well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, how are our means? We need more Play-Doh colors.
Yeah, and more Play-Doh, because that was all the red we had. So even
right.
if we wanted
yeah,
to make a bigger prototype, we wouldn't have been able to.
Factory, is that
Yeah, the computer programs are good.
Yeah, it could be really straightforward for the computer.
Yeah.
I think the only thing was having to remember to, tick the okays, but I think
Yeah.
I was the only one who struggled with that.
I'm actually not sure if I've saved my presentation.
Yeah. They'll probably
Let me
still be there.
take.
New ideas found. I don't really know what that means.
Well, I think we've all learned stuff from each other, like then
Yeah.
um,
Through discussion.
yeah, about each different fact, so got new ideas from each other.
I'm actually with new ideas found. Yeah, well, I guess we really we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like based on marketing stuff, and then you say something about interface and
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were able to modify each other's ideas
Mhm.
Yeah.
deeper than with our areas of expertise.
Yeah, that's really
Oh,
good.
does that have smart materials, by the way?
Sorry?
Does that have smart materials?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did it come into the
Yeah.
in the I don't know if we counted that in the cost.
Yeah, British.
Okay. Cool. That achieved. Our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within budget.
Yes.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
And don't forget to complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in
Fantastic.
such a way that
By
I have
watching
no
TV.
idea.
Okay, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.